AM 1450, FM 99.3 KNSI. Welcome back to Living Well with Rejuve Medical. I get to be Bob Hughes. Jake Hutt is with us. And Jake, what is it that you do there?
I'm the client manager and regenerative specialist at Rejuve.
All right, very good. We have big questions for Jake today. I call them vitamins. You guys probably call them supplements. What about the essential vitamin packs at Rejuve Medical?
Yeah, so that's what we set up Bob on. That's our standard multivitamin pack that we recommend to most of our clients or members.
Okay.
It's a good option for people to start with rather than trying to piece together five different supplements. This little pack covers all of it in one serving.
Okay, now I'm here to tell you folks, it is about as easy as it gets. 30 days supply inside this plastic jug, six vitamins per pack. And my only question is, Jake, is there a right way or a wrong way, a better way, a worse way to take these vitamins?
Yeah, the standard would be to take things with food earlier in the day so that way your body can utilize them throughout the day. When you sleep, your body slows down how your body absorbs certain nutrients and foods. So usually when you take most of your vitamins, you'd want to take them earlier in the day and with food. But the issue that a lot of people run into is that their diet isn't that great already. So they may need to take a lot of vitamins and minerals on top of this pack too, but yeah. I would try to space them out throughout the day so that way your body has time to absorb them. You don't want to kind of overwhelm your digestive system with 10 different pills at one time.
Okay, so there are six pills inside this little pack. If I start them, when you say space them out, what, over a couple of hour period?
Yeah, with every meal is just a good way to do it. The essential convenience pack that you're taking, I would take that in the morning with breakfast. And then if you're going to take maybe a fiber supplement or any other type of medications that you've got, aside from what your doctor recommends, maybe take those at lunch. You know, try to space them out.
Okay, I eat granola bars for breakfast. Would I be able to do half of my granola bars, take my vitamins, and then finish off my granola bar like that?
That would be fine, but I'd like you to maybe have some protein with your granola bar.
Right. Gotcha. Like a chicken breast, for example.
Yeah, that would be fine.
And that sounds a little weird, but listen. 3 o'clock in the morning, 2:45 in the morning is when I usually am up. And my eating habits, I'm not going to call it my diet, but my eating habits are not the norm. I am totally okay eating a grilled chicken breast at 7 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's fine. Whatever it takes to get your protein content in, you don't always have to stick to just eggs and those traditional breakfast foods, you know, there's some traditional breakfast foods that are actually not very good options for you in the morning as opposed to maybe later in the day.
Hey, what if I wash them down with orange juice? Is that okay?
We try to stay away from as many liquid carbs as we can. They process very fast in your system, and if you're not a very active person, they can turn into a weight gain.
Okay, hard to beat water.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. How much water should your average consumer consume?
A lot more than they're probably having right now. That's most people. I would typically say a good rule of thumb is your body weight in ounces. Okay. Half your body weight in ounces.
Okay.
So, you know, you're 200 pounds, 100 ounces of water is what you should try to aim for.
I'm not quite there. I'm at 202, which, are you kidding me? We just came through Thanksgiving. I actually lost a couple pounds during the Thanksgiving holiday.
That's good. You know, you're one of the few people that can do that. Not many can.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to blame it on COVID or anything like that. I am going to give the credit to Rejuve Medical.
Well, we appreciate it. We're trying really hard to get you where you want to be.
Well, it's working out. And I am not doing this for weight loss. I am strictly doing this to be a healthier person, which leads me to my next question. When it comes to IV therapies, we see athletes on the sidelines of a football game getting some type of IV therapy. I got to think that's probably just rehydration or something like that, maybe some vitamins in there. But what about Rejuve Medical? What are they? What's in there, and why do they work?
Yeah, we've got our IV menu. Just like what you had said, you see these things for more so like pro athletes.
Yeah.
Seems like a luxury, which it kind of is. But they're a good option for people that don't like taking oral supplements, maybe somebody who doesn't have the best diet or hydration. There's a ton of benefits of these various IVs that we offer. A good one for the pandemic that we've got going on right now is our immune push. So it's an IV with just all the nutrients that your body needs with a higher amount of vitamin C to help the immune system. So a variety of different services and IVs that we can offer based on what their goals are. But it's just a good option for various people depending on their lifestyle.
All right. And again, folks, there are so many opportunities, so many choices at Rejuve Medical. Hey, let's toss out your phone number real quick.
Yeah, 320-217-8480.
Ask for Jake Hutt, H-U-T-T, Jake Hutt. Now, so many health clubs, so many fitness centers are closed. Why isn't Rejuve Medical closed?
Well, there are certain amenities and services that we're not offering right now due to the recent shutdown, but we are still operating with our clinic, physical therapy, and then our supplement department is still wide open, functional medicine. So the clinic side of things and physical therapy are still running at full speed. So.
Right. Right. Yeah. You drive by, you see all the cars in the parking lot. It may surprise a few folks.
Yeah, a lot of it's employees, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's also a lot of customers going in and out.
That's very true. Yeah, we've got a number of services still going on, so that's why you might see a lot of people in our parking lot still.
All right. One of the cool things about Rejuve Medical, while the fitness center is not open for business, the fitness equipment is available to rent.
It is. So all of our members get one piece for free, and then they can lease out any other equipment they may need from home, so that way they can try to stay active or utilize the online fitness classes a little bit better. But anybody that's in the public that may need something, just give us a call. We'd love to try to help you out through this tough time and make sure that you're staying active towards your goals.
One of the biggest things that I have found is while I was home is this whole isolation thing is nuts. I had no idea. Virtual classes can cure that.
It's a good option for people right now. It might be something that you fall in love with too.
Yeah.
We're just so used to the traditional brick and mortar, go to the gym, which is a great option. I mean, yep. That's what I prefer. I think that's what you prefer. But there are some people that once they try online and virtual options, they fall in love with it and they prefer to do that. There's a lot more convenience to it.
All right, I have questions for everyone listening right now. The letters PT, yes, physical therapy, but also personal trainer. What about the nutrients and the micronutrients, the macronutrients? Do you know anything about the science behind the metabolism of your body? Do you know what your metabolism rate actually is? All of these things can be answered, those questions answered, at Rejuve Medical. Find out about the lean boost opportunities that you have at Rejuve Medical as well. Jake mentioned functional medicine. Find out what that is all about. IV therapies right there at Rejuve Medical. One more time, your phone number, Jake.
320-217-8480.
Living well with Rejuve Medical. We are on a journey, my friends. There's plenty of room for you. Bob Hughes here, AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI.